Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week, the heartbeat that we're going to be talking about is a talk that you gave recently at A Time with Rosemary a little while ago, and it was on the topic of we are blessed to be a blessing to others.
That is so true.
Yeah, and it's certainly a topic that's right up your alley because you certainly love to bless others, particularly with little gifts and knickknacks. But of course, we can bless people with more than just those bits and pieces. I loved how you started off with the story of the gentleman who bought the different storage units. And when he discovered that in the storage units were people's belongings.
Lives, stories.
Yeah. He really wanted to give it back to them.
Yes.
And so he found the people and gave it back. And it really... I suppose, spoke to me about how, as you shared, he realized how blessed he was in his life and he wanted to
pass it on, I suppose. Well, these other people weren't blessed because all their things were locked in a storage unit, sold to whoever, and they would never get them back.
But then that desire in him to want to then
bless those
back again.
Yeah.
And you said... I wrote down this quote that you said. You said, we need to realize we as women of God are blessed. And because of that, God wants us to be a blessing to others.
Yep.
And you're talking about blessing, though, in the sense of not in terms of our possessions or maybe how much money we have, but the blessing is having a life with God. That's our blessing.
Yeah, but also blessing of... Can I give my kindness away? Can I give my patience away? Can I, you know, yes, it's belongings and things because we live in a world that has that sort of stuff. But what other gifts and traits can I give my courage away to someone, encourage them? What gifts has God given me that I can then even pass on to others? Because when God gives us the gifts, he outpours the gifts. And it's not like, well, then I won't have my kindness anymore. He like doubles it. So you've got more than enough to give away plus keep it yourself, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So at times if we don't feel like we're capable or have ability,
God
with
can
God,
give that.
He can give us that to increase our capability, increase our gifts and abilities so that, yes, we can give it away. And then you talked about how the word blessed in different translations also meant happiness, and that God created in us this need and desire for happiness. But then you shared in the scripture, Ecclesiastes 3:11-12, but it's only God who can fill
that void
in us.
Yeah. And to me, the word happiness, in the way we use it, in our lifestyle today, doesn't touch at all the word equivalent to word of blessing.
Blessed, yeah.
You know, it only describes it a tiny bit. It's not, oh, well, I'm happy. You know, it's not like it just a, la-di-da feeling. It's this deep-seated blessing, this deep-seated knowing that I'm looked after, that I'm loved, that I have joy, that I can give forgiveness and receive forgiveness, that like it just encompasses so many other things.
Which follows on the next point you talked about was you said the external things will never give us the full life. So they will never satisfy, like you're saying.
No.
It's only God who can satisfy because he hits the deep desires of us that are more than just possessions.
He hits the deepness that is us, the spirit of us that's us. You know, we try and express this is my likes, this is my dislikes, this is what I like doing. But no one truly knows us except God. You know, even our partners, our best friends don't. You know, but God knows the deep of us.
And sometimes just as you were sharing there, you said, you know, we try and describe to people our likes and dislikes. Often we do describe either physical things that we do, like hobbies that we do, things like that. But I think often we can't even put into words the essence of who we are.
Yeah.
And that's what God gets.
Yeah.
That we can't even fully describe.
We don't have to describe it. He knows.
Yeah.
He sees inside our heart.
Mm.
He sees our desires. He knows us true and true.
Mm. Mm.
He sees the things we try and hide, the things we've got in our dirty closets, if you want to call it that.
Mm.
And he still loves and he still wants us and he still seeks after us and he still wants to bless us.
Mm. So if we're coming from that place of knowing that we have a God who knows us and loves us completely, out of that place, that's when we can be a blessing to others.
Well, that's where we draw it from.
From, yes.
Because on my good days, I might be good. I might be able to bless and make someone else happy. But oh my goodness, how many good days do I have compared to bad days, days that I'm not coping, tired, not feeling right, exhausted, unhappy with, you know, somebody else? How do I love my enemy when I don't really have that love within me?
Mm.
It all comes from God.
Because you then followed along to say the pursuit of happiness is really a pursuit for holiness.
Yes.
So what do you mean by that?
Well, God asks us to be holy like he is holy, and that holiness and happiness can only come from him. It's a pursuit of other. You know, like it's not just other of others, it's the pursuit of the other thing in my life, other than the external things, the pursuit of me internally, of me being that deep, deep, knowing, loved person. And when I know that, I am truly loved and I am actually holy because it's how I've been created and made. You know, the best thing you can do for your creator, God, is know you, the creation, and be who he created you to be.
Me, yeah. This week, actually, I think it was a few weeks ago now, in your blog, about a fortnight ago, you started your blog, Jottings from My Journal, with the question of, are you chasing holiness? No, you said, are you chasing happiness or holiness? So when I re-listened to your message this week and I thought of that blog from 2 weeks ago, I thought, oh, wow, like God, I feel like you're speaking here in this theme, even though it was a fortnight ago, of, yes, what are you pursuing?
If I chase happiness, I will never find happiness. If I chase holiness and what God has for me, I will find true happiness.
Because you're finding who God wants you to be.
Yeah.
And you're getting to know him more.
I'm getting to know me more. I'm happy with, okay, I'm not an extrovert. I'm happy with my gifts and abilities that I have. Yeah.
And then you said, blessedness is the byproduct of being holy, which is what you've just said. We've used the word happiness, but that blessedness that we have in our lives, and holy is being set apart for God. And I liked the example that you gave of when you go to work and you can rock up to work and say, okay, today I'm set apart for God. God, what do you want me to do today? And then you go and you're the encourager at work for people in your, you know.
I diligently work hard.
Yeah.
God would want me to. I learn, I produce, I focus on what the tasks are. But then on top of that, what are the needs of other people? What are the needs of myself? What do I see that people aren't necessarily expressing in words, but I see the need that they share. I see they need encouragement. I see they need a hug. I see they need congratulating because they've done so well. Just whatever God shows me.
Which comes back to, I feel like we've done full circle here where we started, where you said, we as women of God are blessed, and because of that, God wants us to be a blessing to others. So because we know that we're blessed and we're pursuing holiness, pursuing God, that's why we can walk into our workplace and then give that blessing to others.
Yeah.
Because that's what God wants for us.
Well, we're content. As a human, when are we ever content? Because there are days, oh, great, you know, we complain about this or find something fault here. But we're spiritualized with God in our life, we are more content and we're seeking more contentedness. So we're content to actually, if I encourage someone or congratulate them, I'm not putting myself down. I'm not exalting them and not finding a place with me. It's like we're helping each other.
Mm, mm, mm. Yeah. All right. So the weekly challenge for this week is to have a think about who could you bless this week? Maybe it's in your work. Maybe it's at home.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
What? Who could you bless? All right, so that's our podcast for this week. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Now, coming up, we have a time with Rosemary, our next time with Rosemary, where she will be sharing about joy to the world. You don't want to miss it. I know that the message is going to be absolutely amazing. So make sure you check out our website, heartministryforwomen.com, and you will find everything that you need to register for a time with Rosemary. It's a free event, so it doesn't cost you anything.
Invite your friends, invite your family members, everybody.
Maybe have an afternoon tea at your house. Invite some people over. You don't want to miss our next time with Rosemary. So check out our website and all the information will be there for you. And that's it from us this week. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week.
Have a great week, everyone.
Bye.